Welcome to the February 10th Armed American Radio National Broadcast, live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Huge show this week as we broke the 100,000 signature mark on the SupportSecondAmendment.com petition while we were live on the Armed American Radio airwaves. That was huge. Thank you if you participated. If you haven't yet added your signature, please visit SupportSecondAmendment.com. Add your name to the list. It's growing and it's huge. We will be hand-delivering, we being the U.S. CCA and the Salem Radio Network with all the talk radio stars at a huge press conference, all of your names to Congress personally in early April. Add your name to the list. Enjoy the broadcast this week. It's a doozy. Have fun.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Welcome to, depending on when you're joining us here on the Armed American Radio broadcast. We are 444 names away from busting 100,000 mark on the Support Second Amendment petition. Since the last mention in the previous hour, over 200 of you have hit this thing. Let's get this done. Over 100,000 today. It's very simple. Internet, www.supportsecondamendment.com. It's right in front of your face. Your signature is the petition. Help protect the Second Amendment. Sign it. First name, last name, email address, and select your state. It's that simple. Click sign the petition and off it goes. Sponsored by the USCCA and Salem Radio Network and all of the talk hosts, including yours truly. Let's get 100,000 names on this list during the Armed American Radio broadcast and make everybody at the network very proud, including you. Pass this around. Put it on your Facebook account. The enemies of freedom are filling out. They're pre-filling it out. And sending it out, so all you have to do is click the little button. Now, the Bradys couldn't reach their goal, I don't think, of 30,000 by Friday, but we can when we muster our forces.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's click this real quick, live in real time. We are 443 names away, 440 names away. Let's do this, 100,000 names, SupportSecondAmendment.com. We can do this during the Armed American Radio National Broadcast. I know we can. Welcome back to the program. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and I wanted to add to that. Remember, like you said, ones with Facebook and Twitter, tweet and Facebook that and Google Plus it, because that's how the Democrats keep winning. They use new media, social media, to get their stuff done. Let's do the same.
Yeah, this is very important. We're going to deliver this hard petition with your name on it to the halls of Congress in April in a joint press conference with the USCCA, Salem Radio Network, the talk show hosts. It's going to be a big deal.
Yes.
Put your name on it. I'll be there. Oh, is that going to be fun?
Speaking of, you know what? I'll be there, too. I am going to actually be there.
You finally going to make it there?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Like going to Washington.
I love Washington. I don't like what goes on there, but I love Washington. But, you know, I heard you on Hugh Hewitt Home Run.
Did you? Yeah, Hugh, a good program. It's a fun program. Hey, before we bring our guests, we've got a whole slew of guests for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a great hour. I guess we're going to start the roundtable just a tad bit early. How about that? Meet the mayors. Michael Bloomberg and his mayors against illegal guns. So who are the real criminals? America's 80 million law-abiding gun owners or Mayor Bloomberg's gang of gun-grabbing politicians? The Godfather and his fellow gun-grabbing gang. Here are just a few. We've discussed this here on the show before.
Mm.
Here are just a few current or former mayors from Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Sheila Dixon, Baltimore, Maryland, the mayor of Baltimore. You know who she is?
I have no clue.
Sheila Dixon. She was convicted of perjury and embezzling funds meant for charity.
Yeah. Hold on. Stop.
She's also a member of Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Gary Becker from Racine, Wisconsin. Racine, Wisconsin, you're listening to this show right now, live. Gary Becker, your mayor, convicted of attempted child molestation and luring a child for illicit purposes. He's a member Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns.
Oh, my God. What?
Larry Langford, Birmingham, Alabama. Birmingham, you're listening to this show right now, live. We're in Birmingham. We're feeding your head with the truth. Yeah, Larry Lankford was convicted on 60 counts of bribery, fraud, money laundering, and tax evasion. He's also a mayor against illegal guns member.
Unbelievable.
Well, I have a dozen more of these. We'll go through these during the rest of the broadcast just to kind of keep you abreast of who we're talking about here. Mayors, you remember, Sean, we've gone through some of these.
Oh, yeah.
We laughed at it. It's just hilarious.
I know why they don't want guns.
They're not allowed to own one.
Exactly.
Who do we have on the line here? We've got some Gander Mountain, and we have Rob Pincus.
We have a caller, and we have Chris from Gander
Chris
Mountain.
Chris from Gander Mountain. Excellent. Very good. Let's go to Rob Pincus first, my man. Rob, how are you? Always fun to have you here.
Oh, man, it's been a crazy weekend already, and now the show's just getting started, man. I appreciate you being here. How was your travels home?
It was great. I was a little bit concerned about getting out. The weather started heavy about 4 o'clock in the morning, but we got out without a problem. It was great. You're still there.
I'm still here, and it's been snowing. It's crazy. I'm glad you got out when you did. You're home safe, and I'm here in a hotel safely like I usually am, and it's snowing outside in Minnesota.
Yeah, and it's very cozy and very comfy. You should go down to the lobby, sit by the fire, have yourself a toddy, and talk on the radio. You know, JT is listening to the show right now just outside the Atlanta airport. He made it out as well. JT, we know you're tuning in. We're talking to you while you're listening to the show. Glad you made it home safe from Gander Mountain as well. And Chris Julick joins us. Chris, you know, what a huge event up there in your hometown. What a great event at the Gander Mountain Academy in Lakeville, Minnesota. Why don't you clue in a million-plus listeners across the country of what they missed if they weren't there?
It was a great event, I'll tell you that. And thanks, guys, both Rob, Mark, Michael Martin, and a slew of other guests and vendors. It was just an amazing event. I couldn't have asked for anything more. The attendance was fantastic. We had over 4,000 people enter the store in the academy yesterday. I ran the numbers and checked everything out today. And we had, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people step in and try out firearms and learn from the vendors and talk to people like yourself. And it was a great success. And I'm very happy with the outcome. And thanks, guys, for your support along the way.
Hey, Chris, Rob and I and you were discussing this throughout the day. I want listeners to understand what they're up against as well because, you know, we had the try before you buy. We had long lines to get into the live fire range, as you know. There were thousands of people there. We had, what, 35 or 40 vendors?
Yeah, we had over 50 different manufacturers
50 vendors.
Represented.
It was like walking into a mini SHOT Show there at the Gander Mountain Academy, world-class training facility. And I have to ask this question. Ammo, very tight supply right now. Firearms flying off the shelves. Your shelves, one of the nation's, top two, if not the largest retailer of firearms in America, and your shelves are thinning out. Were people able to get their hands on what they were looking for?
You know, some people were able to get what they wanted. Obviously, the stuff that's in demand the most, you know, the 9mm, the .223 was definitely really, really slim, if not non-existent by the middle of the day. You know, we're pushing out as much stuff as we can. You know, the manufacturers are sending it to us. You know, we're putting it in our DC and distributing to the stores and tried to have extras at the event, obviously, because of the crowds that were anticipated. And, you know, we had it there, but I tell you what, people are buying it up.
Yeah, they are buying it up. Let's bring Rob in and talk a little bit about the training aspect at these events, Rob. These events that we've done now in Lake Mary, of course, Orlando, and this was our second go-around up near the corporate office of Gander in Lakeville, Minnesota, outside Minneapolis. Obviously, hugely successful, hugely successful. And as you know, Rob, you and I will now be at the Spring, Texas location in March, and we're going to be in Wichita and the rest of the Gander Mountain Academies. From a training standpoint, Rob, you had some personal goals out on your pages that you wanted to achieve while you were there. Why don't you tell listeners what those were?
You know, my thing is always to really, maybe challenge people a little bit on their complacency when it comes to training. When we're at those events, inevitably we get two large groups of people that I'm interested in talking to. And the one is the new shooters, right? The people that don't really know what they're getting into, that are curious about it, that know what they don't know, so to speak. And my goals are really related to them. I wanted to make sure that people who owned firearms, who hadn't trained, we wanted to get at least a couple of them signed up for classes at Gander Mountain Academy. That happened really early in the day. We had dozens of people signing up for classes.
Right.
The other thing I wanted to do was get some kids in there. I wanted to get some kids on the V-range with the simulators and get them shooting some semi-automatic guns with their parents, of course, get them in there and maybe some kids who hadn't done that before, and we accomplished that goal. The other thing I wanted to do was, even with the shelves, thinning out, I wanted to make sure that at least one new gun owner got a couple things from me and from U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and we did. We found a woman named Catherine who was buying her first gun, and I gave her a couple DVDs from the Personal Defense Network DVD series, including one on firearms care and maintenance and another one on training. And we gave her U.S. Concealed Carry stuff and a couple of, magazines and things to read. So that was cool. So that goal was met as well. So not only was it a sales-oriented event, but there's a training component, of course, because that's what the Academy is all about. Chris has set it up so that it's not just about making sales. It's not just about being one of the leaders in the retail industry, real retail side of our industry, but Andermatt Academy is an academy, and that's why I'm proud to be associated with them.
Yeah, the academy portion of it. Let's go there, Chris. This is what I want people to understand, that we're not just talking about the Gander Mountain retail store, but the academy. How many academies are there? Name the cities. And if you would, I know you might not have the dates in front of you now, but let's mention where these next CCW Expo, Concealed Carry Expo events will be. Now, I've just been informed we have what, Sean, 20 seconds?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not paying attention to the clock, so I'll do this. I'll set it up like this, Chris, and let you know that when we come back from this break, that we'll discuss what these upcoming events are. But why don't you take us into the break and name the locations where the academies are very quickly?
Sure. We have six locations. Six locations are Lakeville, Minnesota, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, Wichita, Kansas, Spring, Texas, which is part of which is a northwest suburb of Houston.
And Wichita.
And then Wichita, Kansas, right? I mentioned that. And then
beautiful. Chris, hold that thought. When we come back, we'll go back into the rest of it right after this. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
348 people away.
Nice.
From 100,000. Ladies and gentlemen, if we can't do that during the Armed American Radio broadcast, get the Second Amendment petition over 100,000 signatures, we just need to tuck our tail and go home.
Yeah.
All right, but you guys are pouring it on us. A couple hundred names since we mentioned it last. 99,000. Let me go ahead and refresh that real quick. 99,647. Sound like I was going to say bottles of beer on the wall, right?
You know, I was thinking that.
99,647 signatures on the Second Amendment petition. 99,648. Let's get this done. It's Armed American Radio. This is the Second Amendment petition. Support SecondAmendment.com. We are going to have a huge press conference in Washington. You'll watch it on the news. The United States Concealed Carry Association will be there. I will be there. The Salem Talk hosts will be there.
I'll be there.
Upper management will be there. Shonto will be there.
We will be
hand-delivering this petition to the boneheads in Congress. That's right. Take a look at this. Put your name on the list. Put your name on the list. Your name is the petition. To the 10 or 12 of you who said, well, I don't want to sign anything, then don't. It's your name. Put your name on the list. Your name is the petition. We're going to hand deliver this thing to the halls of Congress. Also, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, Trent Cooper from Crossbreed Holsters will be here in just a little bit. We'll be bringing him into this mini, what do we call it, Sean, an impromptu roundtable?
Yes.
If we will. It's great fun.
Yes.
Let's refresh very quickly. And while we're doing that, there we go, 99,652. Keep putting your name on the list. Let's bust 100,000. We're watching it carefully, and we'll make that announcement. You be that 100,000th name. That would be a lot of fun. Also, very quickly, some business. Head over to PennyGunAuctions.com. The auction's up and running. Your choice of a Remington 1911 or a CZ. You got to love that, the CZ75. Head over to PennyGun Auctions. Use the promo code INCAPSWIN. W-I-N, get 20 free bids. It's free. Register for free. Use those 20 free bids. You might win. It's an awful lot of fun. Welcome back to the show. Let's go over to Chris Julik real quick. You know, Chris, sometimes my producer kind of messes me up on the time.
Oh, man, don't do that on me.
And he did that time when he said 20 seconds, and it really was 10, but, you know, to him it just didn't matter, but I had to rudely cut you off. So
Can you go back
and name those six locations again so
sure.
that everybody
Lakeville,
can hear?
Lakeville, Minnesota, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, Wichita, Kansas, Spring, Texas, and Lake Mary, Florida.
And that's a beautiful thing, and we're going to do those events beginning on March 2nd. The next one is in Spring, Texas, right outside Houston, correct?
That's correct. The next one we're going to have in 2013 is on March 2nd at Spring, Texas. And then we've got a lineup of, you know, pretty strong but still tentative dates. I can list those off the other cities real quick.
Please.
April 20th at Lake Mary, Florida. May 18th at Madison, Wisconsin. June 8th, Wichita, Kansas. September 14th, again, at Lakeville here in Minnesota, another one, round two. And then a second one at Lake Mary, Florida on October 5th. So that's the lineup right now. It looks like we're going to have six more of these this year.
And they're, every one of them have been wildly successful, and they're going to get better every time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Concealed Carry Expo, the CCW Expo. I mean, how cool is that? Think about it. Sean, go ahead.
And I have to admit, I will be at the one in
Houston, Spring, Texas.
I will be there.
March 2nd. You want to have some fun, come out and meet Shanto.
Yes.
In person.
Looking forward to having you, Sean.
Absolutely. Right? Matter of fact, I've already taken that day off, so it works out.
Perfect. Well, keep in touch, and then also, you know, fans out there, follow us on Facebook. You know, Gander MTN Academy is the, how you type it in on Facebook. Get our page, friend us there, like us there, and I'll keep everybody updated as everything unfolds. I'll tell everybody who's coming, what kind of promos. I'm excited. Tomorrow morning I get to go in and figure out who won the 1911 that was donated by Remington, the Glock pistol that was donated, as well as the M&P pistol. So we're raffling those off tomorrow along with a bunch of other things, and I'm looking forward to announcing those names tomorrow on Facebook.
And that's what you get when you show up at these academies with us. You get to meet me, you get to meet Rob, you get to meet Chris, you'll get to meet Shanto. Shanto, you're going to have a ton of fans at the one in Houston. I can guarantee that. Everybody comes out and says, where's Sean? Where's Sean? So everybody come out and see Sean on March 2nd. We'll give you more information as we get closer to the date. Let's talk some training issues now with Rob Pincus. Rob, what kind of classes are you moving forward with at the Gander Mountain? Because you're doing so much. You're there right now teaching an instructor's course for another 6 days, aren't you? We still have Rob? There you are. Okay, Rob, from a training standpoint, what can people get? There's a $99 class that you have assigned for when people come out and meet you at the expo on the table. What does it entail?
Yeah, that's really the course that I think I pushed the most people to yesterday, because I mentioned the new shooters that we talked about, those goals. The other group people I love to talk to are the I've been shooting forever crowd. You know, I grew up with guns. I mean, actually, I had one guy come up to me, and he was really cool. You know, I ended up giving him a book, and we had a good conversation. He came back with his brother-in-law, I think, or anybody. Anyway, he came up, and he was talking about signing up. He wanted his permit. And he was asking what class he should sign up for. And I said, well, let me ask a question. Do you just want the permit, or do you really want to get some good training? And we went back and forth a little bit, and yeah, kind of started, you know, playing around with him a little bit. And he said, he got to the point where he said, oh, I don't need any training. I got that from the Marine Corps. And I said, man, the Marine Corps, 99% of Marines don't do any practical defensive training with their handgun at all. You know, how much defensive handgun training did you do that applies to your personal defense? And he said, a year and a half. I said, a year and a half? I'm asking how long you're in the Marine Corps. And we went back and forth again, and he said, oh, we played around with our 45s. Like, bingo, give me five. You had no training that's practically applicable to you walking through the mall with a concealed carry handgun. And unfortunately, you know, there are other people out there who have Marine Corps training and Army training or in the Air Force for, you know, 6 years or something that really don't understand the difference. And that's the conversation I love having with people, and really making them think critically about what they're saying. And sure enough, you know, that guy signed up for the four-hour dynamic defensive handgun course, which for $99 at Lakeville here, they run it every other Monday. You can't get a better bargain or better base-level fundamental training than that four-hour dynamic defensive handgun course, which is something that I've certified a great many of the combat or the Gander Mountain Academy instructors to teach. It's a great program.
And that's, I want people to understand that. I know you run into this at some of these events when we do these at Gander at the Academy, and that is, are you teaching the class personally yourself? You might happen to be at one of those locations, but you have your staff and the Gander certified instructors teaching the class as well, right?
Right, and then that's actually what we're doing this week. So Chris and their director of training, Bill Heeb, brought me in now to work with representatives from all six academies. We're going to be here in Minnesota for the next 5 days, starting tomorrow, doing a combat-focused shooting and dynamic-focused shooting instructor development class, because they're going to be adopting that program as well to add to their menu and offer at all six academy locations. You know, we have 11 candidates coming in, and I'm sure that some of them will get certified, and some of them may take longer than just this week, but eventually I'm sure all six academies are going to be offering that course as well, which expands greatly that four-hour class, and it's a full two-day class that's going to run on their live range as well. So
yeah, that's
really
perfect.
Excited about the relationship.
Perfect timing. We're getting ready to head to a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we are 300 names away from busting 100,000. Head over during the break to support SecondAmendment.com. Many, many thousands of you are listening on the Internet. Open another browser window. Support SecondAmendment.com. Let's bust 100,000 during this hour. That would be a beautiful thing here on the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show. I'm Mark Walters, back with Trent Cooper and the rest of the crew. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential, privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
We're sticking together on Facebook at Armed American Radio and on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Now back to the radio broadcast. Here again, Mark Walters.
280 names to go. Let's get it done, ladies and gentlemen. Support SecondAmendment.com. open up another browser window, go over there, open the internet, do it on your phone, put your name on the list. Let's bust 100,000 on the Armed American Radio Network, something we can all be very, very proud of at supportsecondamendment.com. We're going to hand deliver your name to those clowns in Washington, D.C., and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it and get a tremendous amount of publicity. Armed American Radio sponsor, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the network, Salem Radio Network, and all of the great talk hosts, Mike Gallagher, Bill Bennett, Hugh Hewitt, Michael Medved, Dennis Prager, Janet Mefford, all the rest of them. We're all involved in this together to support the Second Amendment. We need your help. SupportSecondAmendment.com. 280 of you left. Let's get her done. We've got a caller on the phone, Chris Julik and Rob Pincus, who attended the Gander Mountain Academy CCW Expo in Minnesota. Dan, welcome to the show. Very quickly, how are you, my friend?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I just wanted to really point out the lead, the Republican lead, Representative Tony Cornish, who's on the Public Safety Committee at these hearings, and he truly did a wonderful job. I wrote a little thing here. Representative Cornish is an extremely articulate leader and an ardent supporter of the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. I'm extremely grateful for his leadership role. Thank you, Representative Cornish, for having the mental acuity to thoroughly understand our public safety issues and for having the speaking skills to clearly and articulately explain the vital importance of providing unwavering support for the Second Amendment. People who blame the weapons instead of blaming the violent criminals for committing atrocious acts of murder are totally missing the boat by attempting to infringe upon the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens to defend themselves and to defend their loved ones. And he's a wonderful leader.
Dan, where is Cornish from?
Let's see, Tony Cornish. I'm looking right here.
Minnesota, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I know what you're asking me.
That's okay. Don't worry about the specifics. Just want to let you know he's from Minnesota.
Yeah, he's Minnesota.
Because you guys have the fight, as we discussed. I remember meeting you, of course, at the event, ladies and gentlemen. Minnesota is getting ready to do battle with the Obama administration, who wants to set the tone in the state you live in, and they opened it up in Minnesota. Obama didn't show up in Minnesota by fluke. So help us get it. Please help us. Dan, thank you very much. Keep fighting the good fight up there, and we'll continue to do the same here. Anytime something breaks in Minnesota, feel free to give us a call. We'll bring you on the air. Thanks for the call. Chris Julik, you live in Minnesota. This is a tough battle coming up for you, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think that it's going to be an interesting series of events, and we all just got to stay attuned to it and, you know, make sure that we voice our opinions. And I think that what you're encouraging this evening on the air is definitely going to help in the cause. And, you know, one thing that Rob was talking about earlier, you know, and I think it's really important to bring up, is that, you know, he was qualifying the people he was talking to yesterday. Mm-hmm. And in training and in owning guns, you know, Armed American Radio doesn't mean you carry. It means you're an armed citizen. Mm-hmm. And taking away that right, I think, is definitely something that we're never going to stand for. But all the other things along the way, you know, you gotta be trained. So that's why we offer so many different types of training. You know, we offer, you know, the basic handgun fundamental skills. We offer family safety, hunter safety. We offer concealed carry. We offer more advanced stuff like dynamic defensive handgun and combat-focused shooting and those things that mm-hmm. we're planning for. And you got to qualify yourself. Where are you on the spectrum of learning, and what do you and do you know?
Great
and
point.
I think a lot of people need to do that too, and along with becoming more educated on the things that are being questioned out there by all the politicians and such.
I'll tell you something that's fun too, Chris, like this, because we're bringing the show live to America from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. The Crossbreed Holster Studios. And on the phone with us now, joining this little impromptu roundtable get-together, we're going to pull up a chair, is Trent Cooper from Crossbreed Holsters. Trent, welcome to this mini early roundtable. How you doing?
Doing fine, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I hate to suck you into the political conversation, brother, but I'm going to have to do it.
Exactly. I'm about to drop my phone. I'm typing my name in to be the 99,714th member to sign up here. So,
well, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to need to refresh that because it's already 99,742. We are cooking along here.
Nice. Nice.
We are moving right along. We are 258 names away from busting 100,000, and I know we can do it. I know we can do it. If not this hour, we'll definitely do it in the final roundtable. But, Trent, interestingly, because you have a holster that I had an opportunity to talk to an awful lot of people this weekend about your product. Of course, you have a very prominent display in the Concealed Carry magazine, as well as the Crossbreed Holster Studios. A lot of people came up and said, hey, are the Crossbreed Holster Studios going to be at the Patriot in Minnesota this weekend? And I said, well, that's going to depend a lot on your weather, quite frankly, because of my travel schedule. We were able to get out, but here we sit back in the home studios of the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and I'm sitting here looking at your ad, and everybody I talk to says, I've never felt a holster so comfortable. I've never used a holster so comfortable in my life.
Well, I have to say that ad, that magazine, gosh, if you're not signed up to receive that magazine, you need to get it. You need to get on the list. You need to get that. And what a great article was done on not only the Super Tuck, but all of our holsters there.
Yeah. And you guys have got dynamite products, and you guys were very visible up there. A lot of people talking about you. They flip through. The first thing they see when they open Concealed Carry magazine is that Crossbreed holster just staring them right in the face in that super high definition. It's kind of cool. It makes for a great visual when you open the magazine. Rob Pincus, you're a big fan of Trent's and Mark's products. No question about that. I want to go back to training with you very quickly. I was in Arizona, Rob Pincus, when Jan Brewer signed the constitutional carry, if you remember that, a couple years back.
Sure, yeah.
I was there that day. In fact, I was at the Scottsdale Gun Club that day when that bill was signed, and the fear there was, oh, man, you know, you don't have to get training. Anybody can carry. And a lot of the instructors were thinking very vociferously, very, very loudly. They were very vocal about it. They were petrified that they were going to lose a lot of business. I would submit to you today that they have quadrupled their business since then. What does that say about law-abiding armed Americans and training? When the governor signs a bill that says you can open carry, you don't have to be trained, yet training quadruples.
It was really a great thing to have happen. And I'm actually going back down to Scottsdale Gun Club very soon. It was really exciting to see that people stepped up to the responsibility. And quite frankly, it goes really hand-in-hand with something I've said forever. And people are asking a lot now about mandatory training and required training and legislating the requirement for training, and I think that would be horrible. I've been very unhappy with most of the bureaucratic, administrative, legislated, and required training I've encountered in my life, whether it's the fundamental, you know, offering a basic pistol class that has nothing to do with concealed carry and giving people a concealed carry permit, or giving, you know, target shooting mechanical firearms training to police officers in the academy and then putting them out on the street where they really need counter-ambush shooting skills. Regardless, whenever you institute training, you end up with a bureaucratic, administrative, kind of lowest common denominator approach. And I think that does a disservice to the person who genuinely wants to be prepared, because when you give them that piece of paper, when you give them that certificate that says, okay, you're trained, here's your concealed carry permit, you did your 8 hours of training and fired 14 shots and, you know, didn't ever even drew from your holster, you have been trained to the level the state requires and the level that we're okay with, and people take that seriously. They figure, well, gee, these guys are experts. I trust these people. They think I'm ready. I must be ready. And then they don't go seek out training.
Yeah, it would dissuade them from going further, wouldn't it?
It does. And when you give constitutional carry a chance, when you say, hey, sure, you can carry a gun, you can legally own a gun, you can legally carry it, people realize real quick, well, wait a minute, I haven't been trained. I better seek out a professional. And generally speaking, they find a much better training experience than they would get if they just went through the state-mandated course.
All right, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, from this break, we're going to talk some techniques and some tips. We're going to get back to some of that. We do the politics thing because we have to, and believe me, they're throwing raw meat at us every single day. But I want to point out that we are now pushing about 230 names left on SupportSecondAmendment.com. Let's make that happen and get over 100,000 while we're listening to the Armed American Radio Network together. You and me, let's get it done. What does he say, Sean? Get her done! Get her done!
Get her done!
On Armed American Radio. What a great name for a radio show. I'm Mark Walters, and we'll be right back with the impromptu roundtable. Chris Jewett, Trent Cooper, Rob Pincus after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit Carr Arms at KAHR.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One-Strike Round. The One-Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One-Strike ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where over-penetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One-Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One-Strike Round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Have you ever wondered how the media talks about your rights to own a gun? Do you know what your politicians, what they really think about you owning a gun? I discuss that and answer some of these questions in my new documentary, Gun Laws, A National Debate. Hello, this is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossfreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
We are on a roll. Sean,
yes.
Welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. Having a great time. Listen, we are knocking at the door. I want to let you know, we just sent the VP of the network an email saying that we're going to bust 100,000. Within minutes.
Yes.
People are stepping up to the plate. We are now over 99,800. You're adding them by the second. Please help us get there over 100,000. Spread it, share it, get it out on your social contacts. Call mom and dad.
Yes. And
thank them for everything they did for you and make them sign.
And don't forget the kids, too.
Don't forget the kids, too. All right, let's do a quick refresh. Support SecondAmendment.com. We are 197 names away.
Nice.
You are stepping up to the plate, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it's going to take. Little stuff like this matters.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be over 1 million names on this by April. I can assure you, with your help, 196 names away. We're just refreshing it and cranking it out right now. 196 names. Get it out there. Support SecondAmendment.com. Thank you. Let's bust 100,000 in this segment before the end of the second hour of Armed American Radio. Welcome back to the show. Sean, great to have you.
Thank you.
Trent Cooper, Crossbreed Holsters, thanks for coming in. We're live in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. How you doing?
I'm good, Mark. I'm good.
Good. I'm glad you're here. We love talking with you on the air. Rob Pincus, welcome back to the show. You're going to stick with us through the next roundtable, aren't you?
I am, man. As always, I'm excited to be back on the roundtable, so that's going to be very cool.
It is going to be cool. David Kodria will be here. The Mad Ogre will be here. Chris Julik, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Mark.
What is your title at Gander? Fill everybody in.
I'm the director of all the Gander Mountain Academies.
And that's a cool job to have.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is a cool job to have. And, you know, you and I and Billy and Rob trained together down in St. Augustine. A great time was had by all, tremendous amount of fun. And for you guys to put together the combat focus shooting and kind of incorporate it into the already world-class stuff you do just speaks volumes for the Gander Mountain Academy. It's amazing. Now, we have a caller on the line. Sean, do we not?
Yes, we do.
And this is good because this individual just finished training with Mr. Pincus?
Yes.
And is listening to the show live. And the caller's name, Sean?
Nicole.
Nicole, welcome to the Armed American Radio broadcast. Let's bring you in, grab a seat at the table, and tell us what you know.
I am a school administrator for a local school district, and I just finished the START course. And I think that it is taught great principles and concepts that really go beyond the hide and hope. I started in education in 97, so when Columbine first came about and we were doing lockdown, That's what we were doing. And so when we have our kids in our classrooms and we're just hoping that, you know, that they don't get injured and shot, we now have more to do, and that's what the START course offered.
Nicole, hold the phone with us. Stay on the line with us if you would like to bring you into the discussion. Rob Pincus, can you tell us about the START course that she's talking about? Tell us what it stands for and the details, please.
Yeah, this is the School Attacker Response Course, and we obviously spun this up as a response to the questions and inquiries we got from our existing students who have kids in school, and of course from school teachers, and as things went on after the Newtown shootings in mid-December. Lots of school systems coming to me and other instructors inside of our program saying, what can we do? What should we do? What do you think we should do? And we spun up very quickly the School Attacker Response course. People can learn more at schoolattackerresponse.com. There's also a Facebook page for the program. And we advocate a three-step process that involves evading, you know, getting away and maybe breaking some of the traditional rules about, you know, the kids need to stay together as a group, or the kids need to stay, you know, in their classroom. Get away from the bad guy if you can. The second step is to barricade, make it harder for the bad guy to get into a position to hurt the kids, and that's something we can teach the teachers very quickly and easily how to set their classrooms up to do. And then, of course, the last step is respond. You know, use the tools and use the manpower that you have in that classroom. If that bad guy comes in and the good guys, the police officers, haven't gotten there to stop him and he's in your room, you can't just sit there and hope that he miraculously decides not to continue hurting kids. So you have to take action. And the class that Nicole went through today was a 10-hour program designed to create instructors. So we haven't graded the tests yet, but all of the attendees, we had attendees from six different states, come into this class today and take a snowy a day and to get to the classroom and to spend an intense amount of time learning what the information was, presenting it, learning how to teach it. And then they took a written test at the end of the day, and those who pass will be certified as SART instructors. And, you know, while we did have some law enforcement guys and some current defensive shooting instructors and self-defense instructors and martial arts instructors, it is awesome that people like Nicole, coming from the educational community, out to get certified to teach this and hopefully bring it back to her school system very quickly.
No kidding. Nicole, are you still with us?
I am.
All right, how important is it as a school administrator for your colleagues around the country to take this type of training?
Well, it's very important because from the educator's standpoint, is the first and foremost reason why kids are in school is to learn, and kids can't learn if they're not safe. So if safety isn't in place and the measures aren't, you know, there to ensure safety for all of our students, they're not able to learn and pass the standards, which is the driving force of kids being in school.
So what I'm hearing you saying, and there's a method to my madness here, is that what we're doing now regarding school safety with some of these idiotic videos that we see that really say, lay down and pray, isn't working, is it? And that we should take our safety. I have an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. I want you armed, and I want you trained in their classrooms, in their schools, Nicole. Why is the NRA's suggestion so controversial then?
Well, the laying down and just waiting, it's you are just saying, here I am.
Right.
And so when you have a plan in place that empowers educators to do something and they know what to do, they then are able to do it.
And that also acts as a deterrent, too. If we publicize that, Rob, doesn't it? Isn't that the deterrent effect here, that the bad guy knows that Nicole is prepared?
Well, that's just it. You know, it's not only that Nicole's prepared, but it's that the school, entire higher school system, all the kids, and eventually, you know, if enough school systems adopt programs, whether it's those that are taught, like, by the Alert facility out in Texas or the SART program that I'm offering through IC training, and we've got instructors now, and I think we're about 30 states now. We actually have certified instructors already after we graded the test from today, expecting the results to be what they are. We're already across half the country with this program, and the more people find out that our schools are not just helpless victim zones, the fewer these demented, crazy guys are going to choose schools as their attack locations.
One would think so. Nicole, thank you very much for calling in and giving us your thoughts on the class. I really appreciate it, and I hope some of the administrators who are listening to this program across the country take heed of what you said and get involved themselves. And thanks for everything you do for keeping my kids safe and everybody else's kids safe. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You betcha. Keep listening to the show. Thanks for calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to come to a close of what I'll call an hour or two here was an impromptu roundtable. And I would like to invite all of my guests. Rob, I know you're going to be sticking around. Trent, can you stick around into the roundtable, hour three, for us?
Absolutely.
Good. Let's talk some politics and have some fun with David Codrey and the Ogre. Chris Julik, how about you? You want to stick around and pull up a seat?
Sounds good.
Oh, man, we're going to get it on. Shonto, we got a full table, baby.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we're going to keep rolling here on the Armed American Radio Network. Let's do a quick check on the petition, supportsecondamendment.com, supportsecondamendment.com. And I'll tell you, we are currently, where we got 20 seconds, you're pushing me, 899,864 names. We are under 140. Ladies and gentlemen, go join us, supportsecondamendment.com. Carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog. Tell it to me by the clamor now, baby.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com. Trinity. 1-800-936-5496. Over the river and through the woods to
Walmart. We go, the horse is the way to carry. All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Check out Lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling. Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.